Just one quick halakha that is well known. The Beit Yosef brings down in Siman Resh Pevav on the mitzvah to taste from the Tavshilim on Erev Shabbat, to taste a little of the foods that are going to be eaten on Shabbat, based on a remez that the Hachamim gave from some words that we say in the Tefilat Musaf, To'ameha Hayim Zachu, that those that taste from the Tavshil on Erev Shabbat, it's actually a Segula Farichut Yamin. Different reasons have been given for this minhag. The most basic of reasons is because you want to make sure that the food is tasty, has a good taste. Maybe it's missing some salt, maybe it's missing a spice, and it'll lead to mahloket. Because if, God forbid, you come to the table on Friday night and the food isn't tasty, so then the husband or the children are going to start fighting with the wife and say, what kind of food is this? It's not good and all that. So we're very careful on Shabbat to make sure that there's peace in the house. That's why we light the candles. Nerot Shabbat is for Shalom Bayit. So part of the minhag of tasting the food before Shabbat is in order to make sure that there's going to be peace in the house, and nobody's going to be fighting that the food was spoiled or did not come out proper. The Arizal, as brought down in Shara Kavanot, said a little deeper reason on a higher level, and he said that just as if a person was hosting a king was coming to visit, and you're going to serve foods, so in the king's palace, you have, even in his own palace, before they serve him food, you have tasters, that they make sure that it's presentable to give to a king. So we understand that the Shabbat is a king, it's a queen, however you want to consider it, it's royalty that's coming to visit. So the kavod of the Shabbat, you have to taste the foods for the kavod of the Shabbat to make sure that it is indeed presentable. Now, on this subject of tasting the foods, there is a great discussion. Do you make a beracha on these foods or not? After all, you're only tasting. So do you make a beracha if you're just testing the food out? So Maran has a very interesting discussion on this in Siman Resh Yud, where he says, if a person is, let's say, tasting a tafshis, tasting a soup of some sort to see if it has enough spices, and he's eating less than it if he eat, which means he's just having a small amount, let's say, less than three ounces. He's just having, even though he's swallowing it. Maran says, since your intention is just to taste, it's not for eating, so he says you do not make a beracha. As well as the halakha would be similarly by a food item, if you're tasting it, if it would be less than the shoot of a kezayit, let's say arguably 30 grams, arguably, if you're just tasting it according to Maran, you would not make a beracha as well. Now we don't want to put ourselves in controversy of making a beracha when we're not supposed to make a beracha. So Hakam Avadiyah writes, the best thing to do is, on Erev Shabbat, of course, taste from the foods, make sure that they have the right spices and they're cooked the right way, but don't only have kavanah to be a taster, but have kavanah to eat as well, in order that you could make a beracha, in order that you don't put yourself into controversy. Now, even though it says to'ameha, to'ameha means, even though you're eating it, but you're eating a little. That's why it says to'ameh. To'ameh doesn't necessarily mean you're tasting. To'ameh meaning just have a little. We don't want you to go crazy. I ate up Shabbat now to start to have a whole seudah. You're going to come into Shabbat, you're full already. To'ameh, have a little of it. So therefore the halakha says, the Nachem Avadiyah brings it down in Chazon Avadiyah in Shabbat on Daf Chaf Aleph. Mitzvah, lit'om ha-tavshilin be'erev Shabbat, kedeh letakenam ul'achinam kara'uy lechbot Shabbat. It's a mitzvah to do that. V'yom tov, as well as yom tov. Most people don't remember that concept. But even on Yom Tov, the same mitzvah would apply. But then he says in the bottom, in the Siyunim, that it's better to, when you're eating it, not only you're going as a taster, but you're going as an eater. So then already you're able to make the proper beracha. The question is going to come up, not next Shabbat, but the Shabbat after that, already you're in the 9 days. It's actually the day before Tisha B'Av. So already you're within the 9 days where we're not allowed to have meat. Friday is still the 9 days. Shabbat, of course, you're allowed to have meat on Shabbat. All bets are off on Shabbat itself. But during the 9 days, just like during the weekday, you cannot have meat. So the question is, on that Friday, after midday, could you go and do this minhag of tasting the pots? And technically, it's not Shabbat, but you could argue that, I'm only tasting at the end of the day. Maran holds tasting is not eating. And therefore, the Hakam says that on Shabbat Hazon, it's the Shabbat before Tisha B'Av, after midday, it would be permissible, again, to go and have a little just to make sure, again, that everything is in order. But you have to be careful on that Shabbat. Yes, yes. But you have to be careful on that Shabbat. Because a lot of people don't realize, they have accustomed to have mazah before Shabbat. They want to sit down, have a couple of kibbehs, alah majin, some this and that. That already, we're not talking about that. That's still the 9 days. The meat restriction still applies. We're talking about, meaning is, to make sure that everything is in order. And then, even on Erev Shabbat Hazon, it would be permissible.